Hello, and welcome to another episode of SSD and DRAM News. As always, I'm your host, Frank Henville. And we are, as you know, sponsored by Apacer. Well, we have a few interesting stories to get to today, so without any further ado, let's dive right in. Our first story today is continuing on from topics that we've talked about in the podcast previously. Essentially, the world storage industry is having a difficult year. It's been difficult since about, summer of last year. And in general, we don't need to harp on this story more than we have to, but some of the stats that came out this month are just too big to ignore, to be honest with you. For one thing, the worldwide enterprise SSD revenue fell by nearly half in the first quarter of 2023. To be specific, the decline was 47.3%, reducing it to $1.998 billion. That's still a lot of money, but the drop was quite surprising, especially because enterprise SSDs were the one area that had actually shown a brighter light of growth amid the downturn in the market. In fact, we talked about the apparent successes of the enterprise SSD industry in this podcast previously, but in the first quarter of 2023, inventory levels stayed high, and purchasing enthusiasm went way down in both North American server ODM manufacturing and in China in general. High inflation is pointed to as one of the problems slowing things down, but production remained relatively high, so this was surprising for even some of the biggest manufacturers. So we'll continue to keep watching this, enterprise SSD industry, and we hope it has a speedy recovery as soon as things get back on track. Our second news story for today comes from a relatively small publication, but it is quite an interesting story. There are some differing opinions here, so we'll let each voice say what it wants to say, and we'll let our listeners decide which one they want to believe. So our story is coming from an area of Northern Ireland, which is sometimes called Derry or Londonderry, depending on political convictions. And in this area, there is a Seagate SSD manufacturing plant. And the story that was reported in a small publication known as the Derry Journal was that Seagate had advised that 116 jobs would be made redundant at this manufacturing plant. When they asked for volunteers to come forward for reduced service, according to the Derry Journal, as many as 228 workers volunteered. Their reduction would have made them working only 4 weeks per year. And this, again, if the sources of the Derry Journal are to be believed, these 228 workers would have voluntarily taken this reduction. As you might not be surprised to hear, Seagate has denied the story wholeheartedly and is not giving much of a comment on the area. But what they did say was, quote, "We are seeing a more elongated customer inventory correction that led to weaker than expected nearline demand among a few large customers late in the quarter. Consequently, our March quarter revenue came in at the low end of our guidance range, which along with underutilization charges and other factors had a severe impact on our reported margins and profitability. Looking ahead, we now expect demand recovery to begin towards the end of the calendar year." That quote is from Dave Mosley, the chief executive officer of Seagate. So again, the Dairy Journal and Seagate have different views of what exactly is happening or presenting different stories. But I think the reduction in jobs in manufacturing plants for digital storage is probably not unique to Seagate or to the dairy plant. Those reductions we've seen, larger ones in many manufacturing plants. So just another sign of how the downturn is affecting real people. Not great news, but it's interesting that the Dairy Journal has dug this up, so we thought we'd share it with you. And now I'd like to move on to our last story for today. Again, in this podcast, previously we talked about a Pacer's transformed SSD. The last time I talked about it, there was only one model of the transformed SSD, which was in full production. Now we have reached three different models, which are all in production, and which I'd like to briefly talk about today. So what makes the transformed SSD unique is that it carries out all data storage inside a M.2 2242 SSD, but it uses a rugged connector to connect to another PCB, which we call M.2 2238. And when these two are connected together, you have the you have a drive that fits in the form factor of M.2 2280. So M.2 2280 is a very common standard, but again, all the processing power is taking place in about 50% of that size, and that leaves a Pacer's engineers with more real estate to add value-adding packages. So as I said before, we had only one available, and now we currently have three. The first one is called SV25T M280, and it includes instant key change, which is a security technology based on AES encryption. And it also includes write protect technology, as well as core power, which protects the drive and its data from accidental damage in the event of an emergency shutdown. So that would be interesting features for anyone who has security concerns related to their storage. The next one is known as the SV25T M280 SPM. The SPM is focused on power management. It offers a simple and effective power management interface, which can reduce the required time for inspection, maintenance, and confirmation of power supply status. It also reduces the risk of damage to computing or storage devices caused by abnormal power cycling. So scheduling power cycling is made extremely simple with this value-adding technology. And the third, the one that we talked about before here, is the SV25T M280-OOB. It allows users to add out-of-band management technology to their system, and allows for a quick backup and recovery procedure in the event of a system disaster. But as I said, we covered that previously, so if you would like to read more, you can search for Transformed SSD Series on a Pacer's website, and there's a ton of useful information there. Well, I think that's about it for today. We're running out of time, so from all of us here at a Pacer, I'd like to say thank you for listening to SSD and DRAM News. I've been your host, Frank Henville, and I hope to see you next month. Goodbye.